I'm very happy now to welcome Michael O'Reilly. He's the proprietor of Pronzo here in Santa Fe, and Greg O'Byrne, who is the executive director of the Wine and Chili Fiesta. They are both board members of the Santa Fe Restaurant Association, and we are here to let people know that this coming weekend, Saturday the 27th of March, is the Culinary Arts Ball. Welcome, gentlemen, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
So we've got a pair of Irishmen here talking about food and drink.
Uh-huh.
Santa Fe Restaurant Association, that must be a hopping association, considering that the restaurant-to-population ratio is probably quite high.
We're a great tourist destination. We're a great food destination. People from all over the West come to Santa Fe because they are suffering from the corporatization of food, where things are made in central commissaries, and they never have anything fresh or organic or local. And we're a great breath of fresh air, we in Santa Fe.
Yeah, it's a good organization. We meet once a month and just talk about how we can best market ourselves, sometimes some politics of what's going on with the city and water bills and grease trap bills and stuff like that. But it is a fun group. I miss our lunch meetings. We're meeting at breakfast now. I'm not nearly as fond as the lunch meeting, but a good group of people.
To what extent has the movement toward organic food and fresh food and locally grown food taken hold among restaurateurs?
I would say not to the degree it might if the locals were able to deliver at a better price. When for example, salad greens are triple cost from a local producer than they are from a California co-op, people want organic. They want local. But generally, the attitude is, I don't want to pay for it. So the restaurant customer is a little bit, not myopic, but contradictory in that they don't want to pay the price. What we do at Pronzo is we'll have one locally grown item on the menu, and that's our contribution. It'll be a little bit higher, $2 or $3 over what groceries that were sourced from the major national distributors, but at the same time, it's a big kick for people, and they do want it. It's just, how much do they want to pay for it? I'm being honest now.
Yeah, no, it's very tricky business, and something that I have asked multiple times on this program is, why does something brought in from Española cost three times as much as something brought in with trucks and unions and packaging and everything else from California?
Economies of scale.
Yeah.
It's also, I think, anyone who's been to our Santa Fe farmers market knows it's one of the great farmers markets in the country. We have some interesting foods here and some great growers, some great farmers, many of whom Michael supports, many of our restaurants support. But I think given the amount of produce that the farmers here in the town can produce, our consumers are buying it at retail at the farmers market. That's where it goes to first and foremost. It's not nearly enough produce, I think, to support the number of restaurants we have who want to support it. If there was and the price were lower, I'm sure you'd see more organic and local food on restaurant menus. But I think it's really a supply and demand thing. The farmers markets, frankly, are selling to retailers first and then after that to restaurants.
Yeah. Well, it'd be interesting have you discussed policies that would make it possible for a greater volume of local organic food to be produced?
Two things against the local farmer. A, we have a very short growing season. And secondly, his economies of scale are nothing compared to the great co-ops in California or Arizona that are producing with extraordinary efficiency.
But I think you see, that's for produce, but you see some meats these days on a lot of restaurants that are local. For example, Pollo Real, Tom Delahunty and his wife do a great job down in Socorro growing enough chicken to supply most of the restaurants that want to do organic. I know Michael has it at O'Keefe Cafe. Taliswin Ranch is new for lamb. They have a co-op down near Moriarty and Rabbit and so forth. But also up in El Rito, we have a great shepherd's lamb as the purveyor, Molly and Antonio. They sell enough lamb that you see that on a dozen or two dozen of our local restaurants, the lamb. But then in terms of organic greens, I know there's a new restaurant, Vinaigrette, that does very well with having their own farm supplying their own restaurant with their own produce. So that works for them. But it is can be an expensive game to do that.
Let's talk for a moment about wine. There's obviously wine is something where you have to provide wine from all over the world if you are running a restaurant, but there's also, to what extent do we have a New Mexico wine industry?
Well, I think first and foremost, you have Gruet Winery, which happens to be the fourth largest sparkling wine producer in North America. They're pretty big. And their price point is great. They're fantastic. I think in the 20 years they've been in existence, the Gruet Brut has gone from $8.95 to $9.95 a bottle. And they're making a lot of it. It's a great product. About half of it leaves the state, and you'll see it in markets like New York, San Francisco. It's very popular in those markets. Beyond that, you have a handful of good wineries. Again, very small, Casa Rondeña, Vivac. You know, and again, I think you're up against climate differences here in terms of great local wine. But, yeah, it's an interesting phenomenon about buying and selling local. Certainly a lot of our restaurants buy from Europe. But you'll see the foot imprint or the greenness. I just was announced the other day that the lightest wine bottle is being produced in Europe now. And you also see wine in boxes, which is good quality and organic. I think you'll see a trend of being able to still do something right for the environment and get wine from places far away.
The consumer and wine is in a great position today because so many countries have entered the international wine market with great energy. Australia, Chile, Argentina, the Mendoza region. And you're getting extraordinary quality. And the competition is such that you're getting great bargains at $5, $6, and $8 at Whole Foods or at Cost Plus. The consumer really is coming ahead now. And
a $10 bottle of wine can now be a fantastic experience.
I agree. There's just great wine out there.
When was the last time you drank a $10 bottle of wine, Michael?
Last night, Greg.
What about you?
Just teasing. No, there are great $10 bottles of wine. There's great rosé out there, great white wines. I think regions like the Loire Valley offer great value. South America, as Michael mentioned. So it's interesting. I mean, the wine thing. Michael worked for one of the biggest wineries in North America for a number of years, Robert Mondavi Winery, so he knows all about marketing of wine and price points. And
you're lucky today, Mary Charlotte, to have the wine geek and the most knowledgeable person in all of New Mexico here, maybe in all the western states.
Well, we'll have to have another show entirely on wine. We did an hour on beer not too long ago, so I think it's going to be your turn.
Well, it takes a lot of good beer to make a good wine, let me tell you that.
But unfortunately, we are out of time, but we want to let people know that the Culinary Arts Ball is this Saturday, the 27th of March, and there's a reception at 6, dinner at 7. I can't even begin to go through the menu. It's fantastic. It's three courses plus dessert. For more information for tickets, you can contact the Santa Fe Restaurant Association at 505-986-8383. And I want to thank Greg O'Byrne, who's the executive director of the Wine and Chili Fiesta, and Michael O'Reilly, who's the proprietor of Pronzo and the O'Keefe Cafe. Thanks both so much for being with us.
Thanks
thank
for
you
having
for
us.
Having us.
Appreciate it.